yet you will not have, cannot produce the society for which you have always yearned and of which you have always dreamed, unless and until you see with wisdom and clarity the ultimate truth, that what you do to others, you do to yourself. What you fail to do for others, you fail to do for yourself. That the pain of others is your pain, and the joy of others your joy, and that when you disclaim any part of it, you disclaim a part of yourself. Now is the time to reclaim yourself. Now is the time to see yourself again as who you really are, and thus render yourself visible again. For when you and your true relationship with God become visible, then we are indivisible.
And nothing will ever divide us again. And although you will live again in the illusion of separation, using it as a tool to create yourself anew, you will henceforth move through your incarnations with enlightenment, seeing the illusion for what it is, using it playfully and joyfully to experience any aspect of who we are which it pleases you to experience, yet never more accepting it as reality. You will never more have to use the device of forgetfulness in order to recreate yourself anew, but will use separation knowingly, simply choosing to manifest as that which is separate for a particular reason and a particular purpose.
And when you are thus totally enlightened, that is, once more filled with the light, you may even choose as your particular reason for returning to physical life the reminding of others. You may select to return to this physical life not to create and experience any new aspect of yourself, but to bring the light of truth to this place of illusion that others may see. Then will you be a bringer of the light. Then will you be part of the awakening. There are others who have already done this.
They have come here to help us know who we are.
Yes, they are enlightened souls, souls which have evolved. They no longer seek the next higher experience of themselves. They have already had the highest experience. They desire now only to bring news of that experience to you. They bring you the good news. They will show you the way and the life of God. They will say, "I am the way and the life. Follow me." Then they will model for you what it is like to live in the everlasting glory of conscious union with God, which is called God consciousness. We're always united, you and I. We can't not be. It's simply impossible. Yet you live now in the unconscious experience of that unification. It's also possible to live in the physical body in conscious union with all that is, in conscious awareness of ultimate truth, in conscious expression of who you really are. When you do this, you serve as a model for all others, others who are living in forgetfulness. You become a living reminder. And in this, you save others from becoming permanently lost in their forgetfulness. That is hell, to become lost permanently in forgetfulness. Yet, I will not allow it. I will not allow a single sheep to be lost, but will send a shepherd. Indeed, many shepherds will I send. And you may choose to be one of them. And when souls are awakened by you from their slumber, reminded once again of who they are, all the angels in heaven rejoice for these souls. For once they were lost, and now they are found.
There are people, holy beings, like this right now on our planet, aren't there? Not just in the past, but right now.
Mm-hmm. Always have been. Always there will be. I'll not leave you without teachers. I'll not abandon the flock, but always send after it my shepherds. And there are many on your planet right now, and in other parts of the universe as well. And in some parts of the universe, these beings live together in constant communion and in constant expression of the highest truth. These are the enlightened societies of which I have spoken. They exist. They are real. And they have sent you their emissaries.
You mean the Buddha, Krishna, Jesus were spacemen?
You said that, I didn't.
Well, is it true?
Is this the first time you ever heard that thought?
No, but is it true?
Do you believe these masters existed somewhere before they came to Earth and returned to that place after their so-called death?
Yes, I do.
And where do you suppose that place is?
Well, I always thought it was what we call heaven. I thought they came from heaven.
And where do you suppose this heaven is?
I don't know. In another realm, I guess.
Another world?
Yes. Oh, I see. But I would have called it the spirit world, not another world as we know it, not another planet.
It is the spirit world. Yet what makes you think those spirits, those holy spirits, cannot or would not choose to live elsewhere in the universe, just as they did when they came to your world?
Well, I suppose I just never thought of it that way. It's not been part of my ideas about all of this.
There are more things in heaven and earth, Horatio, than are dreamt of in your philosophy. Your wonderful metaphysician William Shakespeare wrote that.
Then Jesus was a spaceman.
I didn't say that.
Well, was he or wasn't he?
Patience, my child. You jump ahead too much. There's more, so much more. We have another whole book to write.
You mean I have to wait for book three?
I told you. I promised you from the beginning. There will be three books, I said. The first would deal with individual life truths and challenges. The second would discuss truths of life as a family on this planet. And the third, I said, would cover the largest truths, having to do with the eternal questions. In this will be revealed the secrets of the universe. Unless they are not.
Oh, man, I don't know how much more of this I can take. I mean, I'm really tired of living in the contradiction, as you always put it. I want what's so to be so.
Then so shall it be.
Unless it's not.
That's it. That's it. You've got it. Now you understand the divine dichotomy. Now you see the whole picture. Now you comprehend the plan. Everything. Everything that ever was, is now, and ever will be, exists right now. And so, all that is, is. Yet all that is constantly changing. For life is an ongoing process of creation. Therefore, in a very real sense, that which is not. This isness is never the same, which means that the isness is not.
Well, excuse me, Charlie Brown, but good grief, how can anything then mean anything?
It doesn't. But you are jumping ahead again. All of this in good time, my son. All of this in good time. These and other larger mysteries will all be understood after reading book three. Unless, altogether now,
unless they are not.
Precisely.
Okay, fair enough. But between now and then, what avenues can be used right here, right now, to get back to wisdom, to get back to clarity, to get back to God? Do we need to return to religion? Is that the missing link?
Return to spirituality. Forget about religion.
That statement is going to anger a lot of people.
People will react to this entire program with anger. Unless they do not.